The board voted to reopen the fall commercial season around the eastern Prince of Wales Island community of Whale Pass. It was a proposal put in by the commercial fishing group, Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance, and it was opposed by Whale Pass residents. Board member Carl Johnstone of Anchorage said he was not convinced by the written opposition.
It seemed to me that there was far more letters in opposition to this proposal, factor of 5 or 6, than any other proposal generated. And that always makes me a little suspicious when we have about 6 or 8 and they're just Xerox copied with a signature at the bottom, all exactly the same. It makes me think they don't protest too much, and I'm leaning somewhat of maybe going along with this proposal as well.
Whale Pass residents oppose the reopening, citing the high number of commercial pots that have been used in the past and the difficulty for float planes and boats to get into their community with crab gear in the water. Board member Vince Webster of King Salmon said he considered area closures on a case-by-case basis and said he did not think this was a big loss to the commercial fleet.
The board, past boards has, they did set this little area aside for local residents. I do feel that it is being used by local residents, and there may be some misuse by charters, but that's so be it. I do feel that this area, it's not a big enough area. I think that it's that the commercial fishermen, it'll affect them dramatically one way or the other. So I'm going to be in opposition to this, Mr. Chair.
The board ended up splitting its vote on reopening Whale Pass, but it did pass on a vote of 4-3 with John Stone, Bonnie Williams, John Jensen, and Mel Morris supporting it. The board was opposed to a newly proposed commercial closure just south of Whale Pass in Kaufman Cove. Board member Howard Delo of Big Lake said many of the areas that were closed around Southeast were closed for a reason.
The previous proposal just reopened an area to commercial fishing, and now we're dealing with one that wants to close to commercial fishing. And I don't know, I guess I got a problem with this idea of giving and taking away on a somewhat arbitrary and almost alternating meeting basis. We're talking about areas that were set aside for local communities. Yes, in fact, there may be some abuse on the charter industry going on, but a lot of these little closed areas that we are now being asked to open, it was done for a reason, just like the previous proposal was done for a reason.
A Kaufman Cove resident submitted the proposal seeking to preserve a local opportunity for catching crab for the dinner table. However, the board voted unanimously against that Kaufman Cove closure. They also voted against closing the north end of the Wrangell Narrows near Petersburg. Board Chair John Jensen did not take part in the vote after his brother and fellow crabber Mark Jensen opposed the Wrangell Narrows closure during public testimony before the board. However, the board did allow John Jensen the chance to testify on the closure, and he argued against it.
There's a very small number of participants, 13, average of 13. In the last 5 years, it looks to me it's been like about a 55,000-pound average, just my guess. And if this were to be closed, it would mean that those folks that fish in this immediate area would have to find another place to fish. A lot of them aren't, don't have the ability to go further with their boats and stuff because they're not made for going down there. They made them specifically for close by to town.
The Wrangell Narrows proposal was also meant to preserve local opportunity for personal use crabbing. And board member Delo noted that supporters of the proposal were willing to compromise on the size of the closed area.
That gentleman was interested in trying to protect a personal use aspect from the, I'll use the term, chaos of the commercial fishery when it was being prosecuted. And I thought it was very generous of him to offer to try and compromise to reach some level that both sides might be willing to live with. And the other side basically refused to compromise. And I have to admit, quite frankly, that bothered me.
Nevertheless, no one on the board supported the Wrangell Narrows closure, and it failed by a 6-0 vote. There was also no support for a separate proposal to close Naugatuy Bay on western Prince of Wales Island. The board did support reopening a commercial closed area at Shake Bay south of Vangoon. That proposal was submitted by the commercial fishing group Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance and a commercial crabber from Sitka. The area was closed in 2006 to give Angoon residents a place for personal use dungey crabbing. Supporters, however, said it was only being fished by the sport fleet, and board member Mel Morris of Kodiak agreed that the closure was not working as intended.
Thank you. As a member of that 2006 board that did believe we were doing something significant for local community, I can now see that it probably was not workable and hasn't proven to be an effective tool to allow the community access they don't have in other areas. So
the vote was 7-0 to reopen Shake Bay to commercial crabbing. The board also voted unanimously against another proposal from the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance. It sought to close all areas to sport dungey crabbing that were already off limits to the commercial fleet. Board member Bill Brown of Juneau pointed out that sport and personal use harvest was about 1% of the region's catch of dungey crab in all fisheries.
Closing this is not going to have very, very small effect on the... we've already reduced the daily take for the sport harvest of dungey crabs. If it went to zero, that would have a negative impact on the charter fleet, on non-residents. I'm going to vote opposed to this.
There remain 15 areas in Southeast with some kind of commercial dungeness closure. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.